Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day. I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I need help. I need to have something right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential in me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith. And to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication. And to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got is not only useless but unwise when God sees me wholly with his own eyes. When God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we seek God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me, a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Amen.
Ashe, ashe. This is Phoenix Woman Radio, and this is Arise, Awake. Awake, arise, arise, Phoenix Women Radio. This is our second show here on Master Griot Radio. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I'm your guest host for this moment in time. Last week we had a great show with Zahara McGill as our special guest. She is actor, director, and producing artistic director for First World Theater Ensemble. So we learned a lot about acting, women in acting, opportunities for African Americans in an acting field, about plays, different plays by women, about women, where were some classic plays and some new plays, and Just a lot of interesting things about the entertainment and theater field. Today we have a special guest, and she will be in around 2:15. Her name is Kendall Hayes, and she does hail from the Philadelphia area. Kendall will be hosting an event, an empowerment event, on April the 3rd, and it's twofold. The first is for girls ages 7 to 14, and they will have topics such as media and, social media, how to use it correctly, finance, all these different things for young women. And then they're going to have another seminar starting at 3 o'clock. The girls' seminar is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And then from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m., it's just an empowerment seminar for women. And that talks about, spreading your business, making sure, your business is solid, sound, getting the message out. There's a free PR plan that comes with it. Several exciting things, and of course about the financial empowerment. So Kendall will speak with us about, empowerment of women, especially financial empowerment, and about this organization that she's with. She heads up the Philadelphia chapter for this national organization, and we're going to learn more about it. So, some of the topics included for the girls, just to go back, this is going to be at the Embassy Suites at the airport, and it's, again, Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. is for girls ages 7 to 14, and topics include loving yourself first, domestic violence and self-esteem, using social network for all the right reasons, nutrition and beauty, sexuality and sex. So those are just some of the topics that will be covered in the girls' session. And, again, we said it's for girls ages 7 to 14 on April 3rd at the Embassy Suites. We're also looking up now the information for the afternoon program for women, which will also be at the Embassy Suites. And that will be from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m., again, on April 3rd. And those topics entail a little bit more. Looking for the event, and we found it. So let me give you the details on this event. It's WOW, Women of Wealth and Wisdom. It's a celebration of financial freedom and prosperity party. Purpose, power, prosperity. Now, this will be held, again, at the Embassy Suites on April 3rd, 2010, the Embassy Suites at the airport in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There's free vendor displays. Wow, if you like to vend, you need to RSVP to the email empower2prosper@verizon.net. Again, that email, if you would like to display for free, if you'd like to be on that list, you need to email Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, 2, Prosper, P-R-O-S-P-E-R, @Verizon.net. Now, this is a national platform to grow your business from coast to coast. Financial education and personal development. Instant PR and marketing campaign. Fresh and innovative resources and business support. Create generational wealth, prosper your soul, build your brand big, B-I-G, and so much more. Again, the date is Saturday, April 3rd, 2010. Time is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel at the Philadelphia Airport, located 9000 Bartram Avenue, again in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, they would like you to join a movement to move women to millions today. So it's Prosper Me Consulting, and you can find it online at www.prospermeconsulting.com. Northeast Regional Directors are Lugenia, then you have Della, and the Philadelphia Chapter President is Kendall Hayes. So just make sure that you come out. and make sure that you, you know, check the event out. If you like to, you know more about it, be a part of it. It is an event that's free. And we will have Kendall Hayes that will come on and speak more about it, tell you how to get involved, how you get on the list, and anything more you like to learn about it. So we're waiting for Ms. Hayes to come, and she will be on the air soon. In the meantime, I would love to play. I'm going to play some things, but unfortunately, you can't get all of my music up. So what I'm going to do, Ms. Kendall Hayes is here before we bring her on. We're going to just hear some things from a male perspective. This is called Peace Be Still, and it's by Brothers Keepers from their debut album, The Resurrection, and it's about a married single father alone. And when we come back, Ms. Kendall Hayes will be on the line.
Now, y'all, y'all mean giving them a hand as they come.
My new life now deferred. I contemplate the reversal. Standing stifled and bewildered, I contemplated within myself. I bickered within myself. I'm tortured within myself. Me now being the recipient of my own past iniquity, karma. Here I stand in quicksand, stifled and bewildered, in conflict with myself, hating myself, despising the current state. No longer cunning and criminal-minded, I now scrap at the bottom of the barrel, emotionally, financially, even spiritually. Upon receiving the title of father, a cycle of 360 degrees involuntarily took place within me. No more pimping, no more swinging, limited drinking, limited hanging. Work, baby, and home is all that I know. Purposing in my heart to do good, but other than my baby, no good will come to me. A single married father, alone, bickering within myself, doubting myself, accepting the fact that my present hideous life was only repercussions of my former life. No good will ever come from a cat like me, therefore no good will ever happen to a cat like me. With my past wide open, I began to trust that I was just cursed, married but alone and hurt with adultery I hurt, but due to my baby I won't. Wondering why women who don't even know me love me and my wife who don't. A married single father, alone, contemplating a reversal. Standing in the middle of the street with the flat tire, no spare, no cell phone. Too many miles from home, walking to the gas station to use the payphone to call home. Once again, wifey has rejected me, so back on my feet I won't. Feet beating the hot tar, back to my stifled car, my brain far from reality. Instead of pondering ways to make her leave, I'm wondering how I can make her love me. Made to believe that I was deserving of this misery, so said she. I allowed her to transfer her negative energy onto me. Now she got me bickering within myself. Well, maybe if I hadn't cheated on Tamika, Chandra, Vicky, Cassandra, Teresa, and them back in 94, or maybe if I hadn't been a pimp to all those winning whores, or maybe if I hadn't done all that dirt from 88 to 94, instead of placing blame where it needed to be, I'm hating me, punishing myself for past evil deeds. Four cars pulled over with people who don't even know me. Through strangers, the Creator showed me He's got me. Not at all an implication that evil deeds go unpunished. For the evil that we do is returned in tenfold. But as long as I purpose in my heart to do right, I guess I'm all right. No longer stifled, but still seeking God in the mirror, and God was revealed, allowing life's lessons to teach me to love me, teaching me to forgive me. I may be healed. Seeing God in the mirror, and God was revealed. No longer stifled, but still. Oh, but I know how to be still, I say. We need to learn that we cannot keep on getting stuck in these no-win positions. We just got to let the sad song play on. Now we're going to give you a B selection.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Brothers Keepers, Peace Be Still, A Merry Single Father Alone. Now we're back here on Phoenix Women Radio, and this show is Awake, Arise, Arrive. And our special guest for today is Kendall Hayes, and she is talking about, wow, Women of Wealth and Wisdom, A Celebration of Financial Freedom and Prosperity. So I would like the world to meet Kendall Hayes. Hi, Kendall.
Hi, Jacqueline. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
That's wonderful. So, you know, the world wants to know, who is Kendall Hayes? You know, who's Kendall Hayes? Where do you hail from, you know? What impassions Kendall Hayes?
Oh, Kendall Hayes is still trying to find out who Kendall Hayes is, but I hail from Philadelphia. I have been a business owner. I'm currently a mentor. I work within the school district with the students. And, wow, I'm a licensed cosmetologist, a PR marketing person. I have a virtual assistance company, and I'm now working with the company called Prosper Me Consulting and Divine Diamonds Ministry. Divine Diamonds Ministry is hosting the Youth Empowerment Summit on next Saturday at the Embassy Suites, and I just wanted to make one correction. The ages for the young ladies are, ages 13 to 17.
Oh, all right.
Ages 13 to 17. And it's a weekend at the Embassy Suites. They come and check in at 6 p.m. on Friday. And we're going to start off, because it's Resurrection Weekend, we're doing the Pamper Series, and we'll start that off on Friday, making it in conjunction with the foot washing ceremony and the humility ceremony of communion. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do the pedicures and the skin and internal health care part on Friday. The girls will spend two nights, Friday night, Saturday night. They'll have breakfast and lunch on Saturday. And then we'll have those other workshops, and we'll have a panel discussion. We're going to focus on the social media, the positive use of social media, and because with these recent, flash mobs incidents here in the city of Philadelphia. And I understand that they've been occurring across the country. It's not just Philadelphia. And so we're going to focus on that. And, you know, a lot of stuff goes on Facebook and MySpace. Being in the schools, I see the results of an overnight conflict on Facebook erupt the next day, and it's cool. So we're going to focus on that. We're going to focus on sexuality and sex and the importance of abstinence, and we're going to talk about HIV and other STDs and how to avoid getting them, and building self-esteem and teenage pregnancy, how to avoid it, how to recognize domestic violence. We don't want our young ladies to grow up thinking that it's okay for a young man to verbally abuse you or physically abuse you. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we grow up seeing that happen, and we may mistake that as being normal, but it's not normal, and we want to educate our young ladies on that.
All right. Well, it sounds really interesting and very empowering. I'm really excited. I'm I think I even had told you I had a conference that I've done called Diamonds in the Rough, but it's
right.
a day conference, and it focuses on the same thing. We do it for males and females, but there's a track for the girls and women, so that, you know, there is a mentorship relationship, and we focus on the health. We actually have a health fair, and this is my one way I get off to my church. I'm vegetarian food, but don't tell them. But I like use soy milk and stuff in the pancake.
I don't like the soy milk. I'm trying.
Well, see, I never drink much milk anyway. So, like, and whenever I did milk, I didn't do too much of it. But it is definitely a good substitute to use when you're cooking. You just have to, because they have a vanilla flavor, and you have to know, like, don't use the vanilla flavor if it's something that doesn't work with a sweeter taste. But it's like I said, I use it, you know, in the pancakes. I'll use a whole grain pancake. That's when I get the license to get away with a couple things. I'll do a vegetarian chili brown rice for lunch. Yeah, we have everybody exercise in the morning, so... They say that's when I can get off my stuff, because otherwise they talk about me because I don't eat chicken or beef. They think I don't eat meat, and they think I'm weird. And people try to hide when they eat pork from me and stuff.
That's healthy. It's not weird. And I'm sure the lady who has up Diamond, Divine Diamonds, her name is Virginia Rucker. She's also the regional.
I know, Virginia. I was wondering if that was her.
Yes, that's her. I mean, she said, I think I know Jacqueline Taylor Adams.
We
so
work together with Warm Spirit, yes.
Oh, hi, Virginia. Uh-huh. I'm sure she's listening. Maybe she'll call in. But
great.
This would be a great opportunity. This is the, I think this is the second one that she's won, but I know she wants to expand and reach out. So maybe, you know, in the future we can get together and make it a bigger thing.
Definitely, yeah. Well, I would love to participate. Anything that's empowering our young people, you know, and whenever we can get together and leverage our resources to bring something even, you know, more powerful, I think we should always do that.
Yes. So the second part of the Saturday's festivities includes the Prosper Party. The Prosper Party is it's a company called Prosper Me Consulting.
Mm-hmm.
And it hails out of Atlanta. That's where it started from. It's going national. And it started on the same premise as Mary Kay Cosmetics, designed to help women teach women how to build generational wealth and to give women the support and access to resources. And we as grown women also need mentoring and financial education. Laws and things are always changing. So this Prosper Me Consulting Group keeps up with the latest trends. There's a plethora of women from all types of business owners and working together to help each other. So we network, they have signature events to help maximize your true potential, help you to find your true potential and maximize it. You get to promote your company through various media resources, position your company to expand nationwide, and they provide ongoing business development resources, seminars, and workshops that the members can attend on a regular basis. The Philadelphia chapter is just starting up, and we are planning on having a national conference here in June. So this is an exciting time. This is all free. Well, the afternoon session for the Prosper Me Party is free, and we are looking for vendors to come out. The youth seminar for the weekend, there is a registration fee of $50 for the youth to stay the weekend and to have access to the meals and the workshops and other things that we have planned for them. And for additional information, they can please feel free to call me. My telephone number is 267-581-9441.
Okay. So, again, just to reiterate, it's Kendall Hayes, and you can contact her at 267-581-9441. 9441. Okay, so just to go through it, the Prosper Me Consulting is built on a network marketing structure?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, that's really
okay.
Great.
Yeah, that's how it just works on the network marketing structure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You're given the opportunity to, there are different levels of membership. I really don't want to talk a lot about that. I want people to come out and learn about it.
Well, definitely. But this is a global show, so some people may not, you know, people listen from all over. So some people may not be able to make it out to it. But do you have a specific website, like they can contact you online if they want to learn more about it? I know there is a general website.
Yeah, there's a general website, which is prospermeconsulting.com.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, if you'd like to join us in a chat room, you can. If you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-7994. Again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-7994. The chat room is open, as well as you can listen in live or you can call in just to listen in. Even if you don't want to speak, if you can't listen in over the computer, you can call 646-716-7994. So, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Proper Me Consulting, basically, you know, you gave us an idea of everything that it goes, you know, goes over. And so I guess what I would like to know, I guess probably everyone would like to know, though it's built on a network marketing structure as far as the way that women support other women, if you have your own business and the marketing and all of your business and helping you take your business national, if that's what you're looking for, Is it required that your business structure also is a network marketing structure, or can you have any type of business structure and you receive support for whatever that business is?
No, you can have any type of business. And even if you don't have a business, even if you're thinking of starting a business, we'll help you with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But no, your business doesn't have to be a network marketing type of business. It can be any type of business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So so who started the Philadelphia chapter?
I'm sorry?
Who started the Philadelphia chapter?
Oh, Lugenia Rucker.
Okay, all right.
Starting the Philadelphia chapter, so it's groundbreaking. So now's the time, Philadelphia women business owners, to come out and join and get involved at the groundbreaking level.
Okay.
Because, like I said, it is going national. It's very popular in Atlanta. And Philadelphia is like the next big stop. We were like the chosen city, so.
Okay. All right. And so how did you connect with Lugenia?
You know what? You know how God just puts people in your life and when he says it's time. I met Lugenia on Facebook, and she invited me to call in and listen and find out about the Prosper Me Consulting Group. And here come to find out, she lives a hop, skip, and a jump away from me. We know a lot of the same people. We have a lot of mutual friends, but we didn't know each other. But now we're working on several things together over the next couple of months.
All right. Okay. Well, I know Lugenia is very active, and she's, you know, always been innovative. I just haven't connected with everyone in a while because of the changes in the business structure that we were at, and everyone's so busy. But and that's how you became introduced to Prosper Me, was through Lugenia.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, so what are y'all goals here for Philadelphia?
Well, we're going to be meeting next week. The goal for Philadelphia is to have that launch convention. Like I said, June 26th is the date. We don't have a we haven't located a location secured yet, but the date we're shooting for is June 26th. And our mission is to just share the Prosperity Consulting vision and mission with women business owners and to empower. And Prosper also has a youth university. So we are not only reaching out, we're reaching out to the female genre, all of us, the young and the old. The older women to reach back to the younger ladies and to help steer them in the right direction and help keep them on the right track, and also to support each other. We as women need to support each other. Women go, we go through so many changes. Not to say that men don't go through changes, but our changes affect us differently. And sometimes when you think you're all by yourself, you may be going through relationship issues or divorce or the loss of a loved one. Or you, myself, I went through like 3 major life changes at one time. I separated and I lost my mother and I lost my job. And it was all over the course of 8 months. And I didn't have the support that I needed. So it took me a while to get myself back together. And I just know that if I had maybe a group of women or a group of mentors or support system to kind of help me out during that time, maybe it wouldn't have taken me 5 years to get myself back together again. Maybe it would have taken 3.
Well, I mean, that is true. We definitely need support systems. Sometimes we have them and may not realize them, or sometimes we don't know how to really leverage them. And sometimes we forget, just because we're older, that we don't still need mentors. And I think that is really important, that whatever age you are, you really do need a mentor. Because I know that's a place that I am right now. I desperately need a mentor. I saw Tavis Smiley say on a television show, I was going through things, but he had this quote that I really liked. He says, when you are the smartest person in the room, it's time to leave.
I like that.
I feel that too. It's just like, wow, that's like a really good statement. And I really found it to be true because, you know, I'm a person and I don't mind helping people and all, but with technology, at the rate that it's going, and I do marketing and promotions, things change at such a high rate.
Yes, they do.
And at such a fast rate. And, you're not going to learn it in school. I mean, marketing in school and all of that is great. It's what you require to do to get through, but that wouldn't help you tackle the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with the new innovation, social media, I mean, they're still, working to keep up with all of that. And it's one thing to read and learn, but it's how you apply it. And how is it really applied? And then there's still a whole other issue, especially if you're dealing with the African-American community and ethnic communities. The way you apply it doesn't apply the same across every group. The same thing with women and men. So it's important that, people who are skilled in marketing to the African American community on a positive level, and the implementation of advanced marketing techniques, that's not a large group. Because I actually have my own movement that I told you earlier that's around the media as it, the negative portrayal of blacks in the media, and our movement is about bringing a more positive portrayal of blacks throughout all types of media, because it exists. It's just really an issue of letting it be known and empowering artists and then empowering the community, because I, you know, I've learned in my quest, I've just been doing it since the 90s. It's always seen that my goal has always been to make the African-American visual and performing arts markets more competitive with the European markets. For your market to be more competitive, your market has to be supported and your products have to be bought, purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Us, other people purchasing our art is not an issue. The issue is we don't purchase our own and we don't recycle dollars within our community.
That's right.
So, you know, underline, I think a lot of us still do not believe, and I'm not saying everybody, but when we say, when I say us and also African American, you can't forget the people who may be in the projects. You can't forget that segment of people, and they're not bad people. You can't, you know, and it's the same thing with the people in the projects. You can't forget the blacks that live in mansions, you know. We have to start, one, looking at ourselves as a whole community, because we still have a common experience. And it's not about where we live or our demographics. It's about the commonality of our experience and that we as a people from Africa to America have been abused and attacked and targeted on an unprecedented level.
And it's
for a reason. So when we accept that fact, and it doesn't mean that we're bad, but we just need to accept the fact that that's our commonality as a group. And then that's the first community that how we connect. Then you become responsible to that community, and you need to feel it's okay to be black. You don't need to feel ashamed to be a part of that community. But underlying, we don't feel it's okay to be black. And then if you do take a look at media, from art, from visual arts to performing arts, music, whatever type of media, when you overall look at it, the news and all, it doesn't give a reason to be so proud to be black.
Right, from their point of, from their media.
But that's the media that's impacting all of us. When our kids watch the news, when they go to MTV, when the music and this and that, that media is impacting. That's the major media, and it's not just America. It's the world media, the world view.
The world looks at us, but yeah.
Yeah, and we're not viewed as a whole, as wholly human.
And so the kids feed into it. This is what they see, and so this is how they think that they're supposed to behave. Because this is what is wrong in their brain. So we have a job to do. We have a whole deprogramming to do. And I mean, where do we begin?
Well, my contribution to it, because there's many different ways, you know, but, you know, since I do marketing, you know, of course, one of my goals is to make sure that whenever I do marketing that it's, you know, it empowers as opposed to demeans. You know, you watch certain phrases and different things. But with the movement, with my value tour, that's just about bringing, and it's the whole representation of the whole human experience. Everything is not like, you know, all, you know, be the best, love, you know. It's not necessarily that, but it's the whole human experience. Our experience is there are people that exist in our community that sell drugs, you know, advocate violence, live that way. But that's about 1% of our community. That's not our entire community. So let's present a totality of the picture. You having 1% of our community represent all of our people, and people are getting confused. And so values aren't enhanced and based, but there are so many performers and different things that just do good music, you know, quality stuff on a daily basis, and it's going on all over. And this is in the cafes we see and all, but the people that become, you know, real popular aren't necessarily those people. But now we as individuals, that responsibility falls back on us. The artist is the storyteller and the keeper of our culture. If that's the role that they play, why don't we support our artists? There really should be no thing as a starving artist. that concept we've allowed ourselves to buy into. And that's not okay, because when we're gone, it's the art that lives on. So it's, again, it's just like financial wealth. It's, we have to start thinking generational, not just me here and now. What about my children and my children's children and their children's children?
Right.
What are we going to leave them monetarily and artistically, everything? All of that tells a story. And
right.
then there is a art, then and there is a value of a monetary value in our art. But since we're not, a lot of times as a community, we're not trained growing up in the visual arts, what they are, what their value is, and the theater arts, different things like that. We don't understand it. But that's why we actually have a theater company. 30% of our audience and 30% of our art buyers easily are whites.
Mm-hmm.
They own it. They know the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
They know the value. I actually had a white guy who actually heads up the African American Playwright Exchange, and he says the African American story is just more interesting, more facets to it than the Anglo-Saxon white male story.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is now he's the gatekeeper to our plays. He has established with major university, the Ivy League schools, and their theater departments to accept new plays coming through. So, but now they're the gatekeepers to these new plays, and they get the profit, and they get to say which stories are the ones worthy of being told.
Mm-hmm. And how did that happen?
We allowed it. I mean, he had. I can't blame the man for having a good idea. There's nothing wrong with it, and his intent may not have been that. But that is just what happens, and that's why we have to uphold to certain basic economic and business thoughts and structures. That we have to be the gatekeeper of some of our own things. Every ethnic community in the world corners at least one market. We don't.
Every
market.
It makes money off of us. We are the consumer.
Yeah, but see, we have to learn how to move from concept through consumption in at least one area. So just like 60% of the world's music is by African Americans, not even Africans. Try African Americans. Provides 60% of the world's popular music. Less
and
than 2% ownership.
Supply. And the Asians and Koreans supply 100% of African American. No, I'm not going. 98% of African American hair products.
99, probably you need to say, or 99.5.
Yeah.
But that's true. But what I'm saying is, what it is that we have less than 2% ownership, even though we provide the music. See, we are the source of 60% of the music, but we only own about 2% of it.
Right.
So the thought, what we have to do is stop.
Artists who get into or going out into that area, do they understand they need to be educated on how they become the owners of their creation?
Well, now that with the digital music being come digitally, there's more of an opportunity for ownership, but in independent artistry. But believe me, we're the last ones on the curve. When it came to light in the conferences, whites have been doing independent artistry and have been making a living on their own as independent artists way longer than blacks have. But if you have to understand the structure of the music industry, and it is very much the music industry works like insurance. These are like huge industries that are about controlling and dominating and don't want to share a thing.
That's what happened with Prince when he had to change his name. Remember, he changed his name to the Artist Unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Because they said, well, we own your name. Because
right.
you go with a label, and they don't understand when they start off, they go with a label, and, in that label that they go with, there's a lot of ownership and rights. And, I mean, and some of it is not necessarily Some of it is not necessarily bad business.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is not necessarily bad business. It's good business, but it's good business. It's just that it may not always be on your best behalf. So you have to learn a way to, you know, how does it work on my best behalf? Or if this is what you want to do, you just need to understand what you are doing. Because when you go to a label or manager or whatnot, when you go to sign a contract, and if they are the ones who invest in you, you don't get anything until that's paid back. And then you have to see where you get it. And then if they're writing the songs, see, like a lot of times when they put together groups, if all you are doing is just doing a singing, I just saw it happen with Shalamar, looked at Unsung on TV1, the Unsung Hero series. But if you're just doing the singing and the performing, someone else is writing the music. Someone else is publishing the music. Your only royalty you do get is for that.
For the singing.
For the performance right. You get the performance right, but then there are royalties for the writer, there are royalties for the publisher. Mm-hmm. And then if they're paying, if you're staying in hotels and they're dressing you, and they, all of this is money. And the artist is not realizing that this is a cost of doing business, and you don't get your money until all costs are covered.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're looking for royalties. So, and then a lot of times record labels, that's their goals. If because they do so much for the artists and they're not cognizant, they try to take a hold of all kind of royalties. And then who owns the masters? Most of the time, the record company owns the master, so then they can resell it and relicense the work for commercials and all of that. And when they do that, you get paid nothing, because if you're just performing, the only thing you get paid on are performance rights. But then there are some artists who write their music, but then they don't know that they need to sign on as a publisher. And now the fees to do this stuff is going up like crazy.
Because we learned, because now the rules always, either price increase or the rules change when we get into the game.
To be part of ASCAP, I tell you, less than a year or a year and a half ago, it cost $25, you know, for each, whether writer or publisher, each one. Now it is $75 to join your ASCAP. And they're the cheapest ones. You still got BMI, you got all of these other, you know, agencies that collect on your behalf. But it's necessary that you are down and you own the, you secure, you know, you got to copyright your work. You have to secure your rights as the, you know, the writer, your rights as the publisher. And then even if you have the rights as the publisher, you can negotiate those royalties with different people who may do distribution. Because when companies do distribution, a lot of times that's what they want is the publishing royalties. But if you own it, you know, it may be smart. Well, look, I'll do 50-50 on this for you. Because they're investing the money in getting the publishing out that you may not, and they have the contacts. But at least you get to negotiate it. You don't lose it all. Or you have control over that.
Right, like Ray Charles. That's my favorite part of the Ray Charles movie. He had a Frank Sinatra even don't have a deal like that.
Yeah, so, you know, those are the important things. But then that's, again, in teaching from our young people, which is really good that you do a two-tier program, because we do need to teach our youth as well as our adults, because it's because we both interact. So it's really great that you guys have a two-tier program, because we just need to give them basic business and economic principles just, you know, in growing up. When I do career day, I teach my kids the rule of 72. Okay, the rule of 72 will tell you how often your money will double based on the interest rate. So if you're going to a bank and they're giving you 2%, then that means it's going to take you divide the interest rate into 72, so that tells you it's going to take 36 years for your money to double. So say if you put a one-time $100 in the bank at 2% interest, that will be $200 in 36 years. Now, if you do a mutual fund, and they average anywhere between, say, probably now, they average between around 9%, 12% maybe, and some mutual funds go much higher, but they generally average a little bit higher. But if you did 9%, if you got a 9% interest rate, then that doubles in, 12 years? Yeah, 9 times 12 is 72? No. That's 8. That's 108. 8. 9 times 8. So every 8 years, your money will double. So you figure for at 9%. So if it's 36, it takes 4 years. That's 4 times to get to 32. So that means your 108 years would be 200, and 16 years it would be 400, and then in 20 years it would be 800, and, you know, well, I didn't do 8, I was going, I'm going to say in 8 years, in 16 years it would be 200, and then in 24 years it would be 400, and in 32 years it would be 800. So in 32 years, which is less than 36 years, you got $800 compared to 4 years later having $200 off the same $100. You've never added anything to that. So that's the issue of your money making money for you, which is, you know, part of a, it's still part of a capitalistic way because money doesn't literally grow. So with something is having, something is not having. But we need to understand the principles. Like, you can't beat a game you don't know how to play. Okay. And that is, you know, that is how our country is run. I mean, that's the financial system and basis we run off of, compound interest. So this tells you, helps you make decisions. So if we learn how to give our young people and just give each other, you know, core principles and information, it would help us in better decision making.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, I think so. So I think what you guys are doing is just awesome. It's wonderful. So I'm on to help.
Great. And we are happy to have you. This is one. This is an exciting time for me personally, and I'm just happy to be a part of something to help make a difference in people's lives. I mean, I guess that's my calling, making a difference. Did I mention I have three beautiful daughters?
No. Okay. What are the ages?
23, 20, and 17. 23
okay.
is graduating from Temple this year.
All right.
20 is graduated from community this year.
Okay.
And 17 is a junior at Central.
All right. I tell you, I went to girls high. It's amazing, girls at Central.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's like normal now, though.
I know.
My oldest went to Central, too.
Wow.
And my little cousin, she was one of the girls in the first class, the first integrated class of Central.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
So, are we still on the air?
We're still on.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still on. We're not streaming, but the show is still going, so it's still being recorded. And of anybody call in, they can still listen in, and the chat room is still open. So I guess just to close out, I mean, who are the people that are involved, and what are some of the businesses involved?
Some of the businesses coming on Saturday include Tara Colquitt. She is the credit woman. Her company will help you understand how the credit system works. help you to understand how you can repair your credit. And she has, she has various ways to do that. I don't know. But anyway, the credit woman will be there. Lugenia has a line of skincare products. So she will be
there. Is that Soul Purpose?
I believe that's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. We have myself, and I'll just be talking about PR and marketing and virtual assistants business. excuse me. So far, I think those are the only three commitments we have, committed vendors we have, but we're looking for people who have services or products to come out and
okay.
be able to you know, just to be able to share, and we want to do business too, right? We want to do business with each other. So if you
yes.
have a product that you sell, you need to come out and get to a table so you can sell some of your products. Also, the parents and some of the relatives of the young ladies who will be in attendance will also be, you know, at the afternoon session for empowerment, which is giving you a chance to sell some products or at least make some contacts. So.
Yes.
I just
okay.
hope more people. I'm sorry that I just got the information out last night. It's a little late, you know. So I'm happy because since last night I got three people on board. I've been on your radio show and got a chance to talk about it. So,
yeah. Well, you can always use this show to promote it, to send it out so people can learn a little bit more. I am going to. I'm not sure. Are you on the listserv for Ladybug Marketing?
You know what? I'm not on the listserv, but Michelle sends me things like from her personal place, from her personal email.
Okay.
I'm not on the listserv, but she will
yeah.
send it to me personally. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause no, but posting on that listserv, Ladybug Marketing, especially for vendors. But definitely, if you send to her that you have a free
yeah.
vending opportunities, she's the woman to go to for vendors.
Yeah, she'll send it. Thanks. I almost forgot
yeah.
about that.
Yeah. yes, she is the go-to woman for vendors.
Okay.
So you let her know that you have a free
okay.
vending opportunity, date and time and details, and get it to her, and she will get it out.
Okay.
She is great
thanks,
with providing that.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah, so we'll definitely share the news, share it, and definitely, there are like a lot of women that would definitely love to get involved and aboard. And I know the Soul Purpose community will be out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm also Soul Purpose. I tell you, that's where LaGenia and I work together. One company went to another company, and so I just haven't been active because it's been so busy. But
I'm
going to
give her your number.
Oh, please do. Yes, yes. Share the number. I
okay.
think I'm connected with her on Facebook, but it said, I thought the city said a different city, so I thought maybe that was another Lugenia Sweeney. No, Lugenia Rucker. Okay.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
This is a Lugenia, I think, a Sweeney. Maybe that was the
oh,
difference.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, I saw a different city. I was like, wait a minute. No, she's from Philly, Germantown. So, okay, so I'm going to definitely see if I can find her on Facebook as well. But just overall to our listeners, we're talking about, again, another opportunity to awake, arise, and arrive through financial empowerment and strategic movement and you know, that empowers you, you know, financially and from a business standpoint. And we have another women's organization here, Empowered Prosper Me Consulting, which you can be part of this company. You can empower other women and use this to help establish additional network, use it to leverage your business. There are just many different ways in which you can use this opportunity. So, again, you can go online to www.prosperme.consulting.com. The Philadelphia chapter is new, so you can come out to a free party on Saturday, April 3rd, 2010, from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites at the airport, located 9000 Bartram Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. to RSVP. Let them know, Kendall, how do they RSVP and where they go for more information?
They can RSVP. They can either email me at H as in Harry, T as in Tom, S as in Service, P as in Peter, R as in Robert, at the letter YMAIL.com. That's HTSPR@YMAIL.com. Or you can call me at 267-581-9441. I am going to put this up on my website. My website address is www.htsservice.yola.com.
Okay, so that's HTMS. Is it HTMS service?
Nope, just HTS service.
Okay, HTS service. So those two S's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, htsservice.yola.com?
Yeah.
Okay. You can find that in the chat room. Follow the link.
You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn.
Okay. Alrighty. Have you customized your Facebook name?
Actually, I haven't. It's just Kendall Hayes.
Okay. Alrighty. You know, for those of you who haven't done it yet, you can customize your LinkedIn and your Facebook URLs. So if you go to your settings, you'll find an opportunity to customize your Facebook and LinkedIn URLs. So, like, mine is facebook.com/TaylorAdams, the number 4ME. And I've done the same thing with my LinkedIn, which I do with my Twitter and my MySpace.
Yep.
So you can just, if you go to your settings, they allowed us to do it, I think back in June. Between March and June of last year. But just go to your settings and look under your settings, and somewhere there you should be able to find out where to do it on your Facebook. So, give you a customized link instead of all of those numbers. You know, you still assign an ID number, but this way you have a customized URL that you can, you know, publicize. So, yeah. So I thank you so much, Kendall. You are definitely a blessing because this was definitely last minute.
Well, thank you.
And I'm telling you, but also the Kimberly Taylor is the founder of Phoenix Women or Phoenix Woman, and she will be on next week, and there'll be some more new topics, some great people. So just again, come on by. If you want more information, you can always email info@mastergriot.net, and it's GRIOT, info@mastergriot.net. If you're interested in being interviewed on Master Griot Radio, just send us an email. You may also call 215-774-1237. And we just thank everyone for being on and listening in. And this has been Phoenix Women Radio, Awake, Arise, Arrive, with our special guest, Kendall Hayes. And she's talking about the new venture, Prosper Me Consulting, and their launch in the Philadelphia chapter on April 3rd. 2010 at the Embassy Suites. It's a free event, and it's called WOW. And can you tell us what WOW means?
Women of Wealth and Wisdom. Two W's. W-O-W-W. Women of Wealth and Wisdom.
And, the topic is, freedom and prosperity. So just come out. It's great. Free vending. Make sure you come out April 3rd. Again, to contact Kendall, you can, go to her website, www.hts service.yola.com, and you may call her at Kendall
267-581-9441.
So again, the number is 267-581-9441. Information is also in the chat room. So we look forward to hearing from you soon. You can also contact if you're interested in still participating in your area. If you're not in the Philadelphia or Atlanta area, you can always call Kendall and find out how you can still participate.
Yeah.
This has been Massive Real Radio. We thank you for listening and have a great weekend. Peace.
Okay.